You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1423.
But after lead generation, the most important activity is lead follow-up. That's the part of conversion. You need to make sure that, listen, every time that you don't follow up, you lose a check.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Hey guys, welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast, and you are tuning in to part two of a special two-part series from Brent Daniels, his 12 steps to massive success in real estate wholesaling. So if you haven't listened to part one yet, stop this recording right now and go back to that episode. You don't want to miss out on part one. Now, for those who are ready for part two, this is where it all comes together. So I strongly encourage you to get out your pad and paper and be sure to take really good notes on this one. Because if you follow and implement what Brent is sharing here, you're going to be well on your way to success in this business. And you're going to be a much better person. Because at the end of the day, it's really all about the person that you must become in order to live the life that you want to live. So enjoy.
Next step. Every day, you need to wake up and ask this question. Who can I talk to today that's going to sign a contract? Who can I talk to today that is going to sign a contract? Listen, we find what we're looking for in this business. We find what we're looking for in anything. Have you ever been pregnant and all of a sudden you see pregnant women everywhere, or your wife's pregnant and you see pregnant women everywhere? You buy a truck and you see that truck everywhere. You buy a car, you see that car everywhere. It's incredible. If you literally wake up and say, who can I talk to today that is going to sign a contract? Guess what happens? You find people that sign contracts because you're looking for it. It's that simple. Okay? Next, only keep your hot and warm leads. Throw the rest of them away. Truly, only keep your hot and warm leads. You got to get rid of the looky-loos, the tire kickers, the people that maybe could sell if the right situation happens at the right time and maybe in the future. No, because the problem is those bad leads hide all your good leads. And you feel comfortable and confident that you have 100 leads. That doesn't mean anything. I'd rather you have 3 leads that signed contracts with you this month than have 300 leads and none of them do. So only keep the hot and warm leads. You got to throw the rest away. Next, you have to watch out for that little creature that creeps into our life that's called creative avoidance. This happens to everybody. It happens to me. It happens to you. It happens to everybody. We're getting ready. We're going to make calls. We're going to do our lead follow-up. We're going to set an appointment. We're going to call this lead back. We're going to do all these things, but I got to take out the trash first. Oh, I got to go pick up the kids. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to clean up this. Oh, maybe I'll fiddle around with my list some more. Maybe I'll watch this YouTube video so I get pumped up before I make my calls. This is all things that is called creative avoidance. This little creature will absolutely cut your knees out from underneath you. Okay? It will. You have to be aware of it. And it happens all the time. It's so easy for creative avoidance to creep around. Okay? So watch out for creative avoidance and make sure that when it is time for you to commit to this business, especially if your time is very limited, that you 100% make it sacred time. Nothing interrupts it. Nothing. Okay? Next. Everything starts from the list of properties that you're going after. Everything. Okay? If you imagine your whole city as a big funnel, and at the top of that funnel is every property in your community, in your city, okay? You need to filter that through to the distressed list. 6 to 10% of your market is in distress. Those are facts. Okay? 6 to 10%. So what are those lists? And these are the ones that you need to go after. Number one of all time is going to be your driving for dollars list. Okay? This is obvious. The rough properties on the streets in your area, in your neighborhoods, are they have two choices. They either have to sink a bunch of money, a bunch of capital into these houses, or they have to sell them for cash. That's their two options. Get the Deal Machine app, dealmachine.com. Use the TTP discount code. It makes it from $50 a month to $40 a month. It literally pulls all the information you could possibly want about that property owner right now. So as you're driving around, plus you don't even have to drive around anymore. You could do a virtual driving for dollars. You could do it through Google Maps. I literally have a VA driving all day, every day for $4 an hour. It's incredible. Driving for dollars is the best list. Number two, probates. Probate. This is when somebody passes away and doesn't have a will saying who gets this property. Listen, 75% of probate properties that go through probate sell within the first 90 days of new ownership. Facts. Those are facts. So, and by the way, a lot of these properties are owned by older people. A lot of older people have properties that need complete renovations, remodeling, updating. There are people in this country that have made literal fortunes by just going after probates. Next one, tired multifamily owners, landlords, okay? These are people that own between a duplex and a fourplex. They've owned it for at least 10 years, and that multifamily unit was built before 1990, okay? You want them older, and you want them to have owned it a while. You want them to be tired of dealing with their tenants, okay? The next one that nobody goes after is vacant land, but vacant land in town. Don't go on the outskirts. It's very easy to get those deals, but it's very, you're going to have a tough time selling it. But vacant land in town, I am telling you, people either want 10 times the value for their land or they want nothing. Guess what? Find the people that want nothing and you win. Okay? Those are the lists. Those are the ones that I want you to focus on. Anything else? And the last one really is pre-foreclosures. You can pull a ton of really unbelievable distressed lists at ttpdata.com. ttpdata.com, literally the most unbelievable tool for comping properties, understanding if they have equity, pulling lists, finding cash buyers. I mean, it's an unbelievable tool. And you can try it out, ttpdata.com. Check that out. Okay? But those are the lists. Literally, you can do all this for free. I mean, if you don't want to use an app, if you don't want to use ttpdata.com or anything like that, you can literally just go walk down the street or drive down the street or bike down the street or rollerblade, if you're old school, down the street and go knock on the houses that need some love, that are in rough shape, okay? Understand the process, the evolution of your prospecting, of your proactive efforts. You are always going to be the best. Okay. I don't care if you are terrible, if you have an accent, if you are the meanest person ever, you are going to be the best because you're going to stick with any leads. You're going to know if a lead is going to do business with you in the first minute of talking to them. Okay. But the next step, once you get your business rolling, is you hire people. You hire somebody to make those calls for you. They're going to be about a half as good as you. Okay. But if they're doing twice as much calling, they're going to equal you. Now you're out of it. This is the progression. Then after that, you hire a whole group of people to make calls for you and you're off and running. Okay. But if you don't have the budget to do that right away, and I always suggest, I don't care who it is, I don't care if you're a millionaire, I suggest you do it yourself first so that you understand what are the hottest lists to call in your market. One, and two, to understand what it takes to be really good on the phone, okay? Now listen, you need to remind yourself that after lead generation, lead follow-up is the most important activity, okay? Now listen, this business is really simple. You want me to break it down? I'm going to break it down into three parts. Number one, lead generation. You got to bring in leads, okay? Number two, conversion. You have to convert that lead into a signed contract. And three is exit strategy or disposition. There's only three parts of the wholesaling business: lead generation, conversion, disposition, exit strategy. I don't care what you want to do. Wholesale it, wholetail it, retail it, keep it in your portfolio, whatever you want to do. Live in it, right? But those are the three parts. But after lead generation, the most important activity is lead follow-up. That's the part of conversion. You need to make sure that, listen, every time that you don't follow up, you lose a check. And how big are your checks? Are they $5,000 or are they $50,000? But every time that you decide, I'll call them tomorrow. They're probably not really a lead. I don't even need to call this one back. Every time that that goes through your mind, you're losing a check. Okay? Next, you have to be around people doing way more than you. Way more than you. That's how you grow. If you believe that you are a combination of the five people you spend the most time with, well, who are the five people that you're spending the most business time with? You want to be around millionaires? You want to be around people that are consistently, that are financially free? Hire a mentor. For real. I mean, hire a mentor. That's how you get around. That's how I've done it. I spend $30,000 a year to be around people that do more than me. I joined the Wholesaling Inc. tribe after listening to this podcast that you're listening to now in 2016 because I wanted to be around Tom Kroll. That's how you do it. And now I'm on this podcast speaking to you. I have the honor of being able to do that because I wanted to be around, because I invested in mentoring. It's happened every single time. I've been doing it for the last 10 years. Happens every single time you level up when you get a mentor because they've already taken the arrows. They already know the path. They've already paid the stupid tax. You know what I mean? So I think you get it. Anyway, next, you need to bring every day, you need to bring your enthusiasm level to at least an 8. At least an 8. You need to bring, and the easiest way to do that is you need to fall in love with this business. You need to fall in love with what you do. And it's very easy because this is a cash machine. This literally is hitting the lottery. We made a cold call in our business and we made over $150,000 on one deal, on one cold call. How could you not fall in love with that? I mean, that's absolutely incredible. Where else can you do that? And by the way, I still get a Christmas card from that seller. That's how happy they were. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. This business is not only rewarding financially, but I'm telling you, your soul will absolutely shine when you see that darkness that is inside somebody's eyes, that is so stressed out about their property, completely evaporate because they no longer have to deal with their problem. Because you helped them out. It is unbelievably fulfilling. I'm telling you. Okay? And when you are brave and you are proactive and you go out there, whether you're at the door or you're on the phone and you ask somebody, would you consider an offer on your property? There is only 6 responses they will give you. I'm telling you, it's always a combination of these 6. Yes, I do want to sell. No, I never want to sell. They're going to bury me in the backyard. Third, maybe I'll sell in the future. We're thinking about it. We haven't really made up our mind. Maybe. Yes, no, maybe. Those are the first 3. Number 4, how much will you give me, Mrs. Seller? Would you consider an offer on your property there? Yeah, how much will you give me? Happens all the time. Next, number 5, how did you get my number? How did you get my number? Number 6 is, who are you? Listen, there's only 6 responses. Only some form of those 6 responses. If you learn how to respond to those responses, you can keep the conversation flowing. And you're already so far ahead of the conversation because you know what to expect. And imagine doing this 1,000 times. Imagine doing this, how much better you'll be doing it 20 times, 100 times. After 1,000 conversations with distressed property owners, you can talk to anybody about anything. For real, I want you to do that. I want you to get there as fast as possible. Next, stack your small wins. Getting in your car is a win. Driving into a different neighborhood is a win. Seeing a distressed property is a win. Adding them to your Deal Machine app is a win. Getting out of the car and door knocking is a win. Getting their phone number is a win. Calling them is a win. Talking to them is a win. Pre-qualifying them is a win. Going in an appointment is a win. All of these things are wins. If you only see this business as you winning, if you get a check deposited in your account, you are going to get wildly frustrated. Stack the small wins because they lead to the big win. Little wins, little wins, little wins. Stack them. Start every day at zero. Every day, you have zero money in your account. You have zero opportunities. You have zero leads. Start every day at zero. Because if you start there, you're going to absolutely be unstoppable on the phone because you're going to be so hungry. I mean, they call it rock bottom for a reason, right? Because it's the strongest foundation. But if you're in your mind, if you're thinking to yourself, I have 50,000 in my account. I just closed a deal. Maybe I'll take some time off. Maybe I'll take my foot off the gas. You know, I've got this income coming from my job. I don't like it, but you know, it's there. It's going to prevent you from being successful faster. Start every day at zero. Okay. And let's see the last one here. I'm going to give you, well, I love this. Okay. Follow a proven blueprint. You know what I mean? This has already been done, right? I'd highly encourage you to check out the TTP program. I mean, I know that this is kind of self-serving at the end of this, but the testimonials, nobody has more testimonials. I mean, it's absolutely bananas. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people have been successful implementing the TTP method. They absolutely have. WholesalingInc.com. Check it out. Check out the site. See, I mean, scroll down, see what it's about. Check out the testimonials. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. Okay? But follow a proven path. You don't have to be out there on an island by yourself. You truly don't. And that's one of the hardest parts about this business is feeling like you're out there by yourself because it's very easy to not take action. But when you have accountability, when you have a proven path, when you know that something will work if you implement it, it makes it far more difficult to not take action. And that's what this is all about. This is all about taking serious action. And I'm telling you guys, this is it. This is how you get your first deal. This is how you build a consistent business. I mean, this business is absolutely phenomenal. It has completely changed my life. It has completely changed countless others' lives. We love you in the Rhino tribe. We absolutely love you because here's the facts. And I say that and people are like, you're so weird, but it's the truth. Like if you look at how small of a segment of people we are that are listening to this podcast, that are considering wholesaling, that are going to take action, that want to be real estate investors, that want financial freedom, it is such a small percentage of people. And it is so special because you're like me. It's selfish. I love you because you're like me. But it truly is. That's how I feel. I mean, it's just, this business is incredible. Not a lot of people find it. Not a lot of people implement it. But I'm telling you, if you listen to this podcast and you write down the action items here, you absolutely are going to be successful. So let me leave you with a step-by-step exactly what to do, 13 steps. Real quick, because this has been a long podcast, but I'm going to give you 13 steps that's going to put this all in a plan. Number one, you have to commit 20 hours. You have to commit 20 hours a week. That's number one. Number two is you need to go hunting for distressed properties. Driving for dollars, deal machine app, you need to go hunting. You need to build that up to at least 1,000 addresses. I want your goal to be 50 a day. You can easily do this in an hour sitting in your underwear on your couch if you do it virtually. Okay? So you need to build up your driving for dollars list until it's completely exhausted. Get every one of them in your whole market. Okay? Build it up. Go hunting. Number three, skip trace that list for phone numbers. Okay. Number four, once you have your schedule, once you have your list of driving for dollars, once you have accurate phone numbers for them, call them. Call them. I'm telling you, just pick up the phone. I don't care if you just do it for 5 minutes in the beginning. Build it up. Next time, do 10 minutes. Next time, do 15 or 20. build it up to where you're going for an hour straight. I am telling you, you cannot lose. Call them. That's number four. Number five, get a list of the probates, vacant houses, tired landlords, and vacant land lists. Because here's the thing, you're going to fall in love with this. It's going to be scary in the beginning, but then you're going to start getting into a rhythm. You're going to start having success, and you're going to need bigger lists. You're going to need more people to call. So that's when I want you to start getting the probates, vacant house, tired landlords, vacant list, vacant land. TTPdata.com, you can definitely check that out. If you've got some local resources, definitely use those. Keep your budget as low as possible. The whole point of this is, the whole point of my business is to take home as much money as possible to my family. Okay? So I want you to do the same. So keep your budget as low as possible, but those are some incredible tools. Okay? And call them. Okay? Number six, I want you to call at least one real estate agent every day looking for referrals. Okay? The conversation goes, hey, Mr. Realtor, I want to be your best cash buyer you've ever had, but I want you to send me the ugliest houses you come across. And I don't want them to be on the market. Anything that comes up off the market that's ugly that you're about to list, I want you to reach out to me. You get the full commission, but I want the property. That's the conversation you have, okay? One a day. One a day. Don't be afraid of them. Don't be intimidated by them. I'm a cash buyer. I'm the best in town. I want to be your best cash buyer. I want you to send me the ugliest properties that you have before you put them on the market. Okay? Next, fanatically pre-qualify all your leads. Fanatically pre-qualify all your leads. Okay? Because if you are not pre-qualifying, you're going to spin your wheels. You're going to waste a lot of time. One of the biggest mistakes of all time is you have a good conversation with a property owner and you think it's a deal. It's not a deal. Pre-qualify them. Don't waste your time. Next, number eight, anchor low with your offers. The best way to anchor low and feel comfortable is you need to go with two words, and this is going to change your life forever. Certainty and likability. Certain, be certain about the number you give them and be likable. Don't go out there and be an ass. Don't go out there and be aggressive. Don't go out there and be a bully. Certainty and likability. If you use those correctly, you could throw out whatever price you want, but anchor them low if they're not giving you a price. Even if they are giving you a price, anchor low, okay? Because I'm telling you, these deals do not come down to the price. It comes down to solving their problem. So anchor low, okay? Number nine, you need to build up your cash buyer database to 200 people, to 200 buyers, okay? Build up your cash buyer database every single day. 200 people. As fast as possible, and then I want you to trade with somebody else in your market. And that's a whole different podcast, but just start with building it to 200. Number 10, follow up with your leads. Follow up, follow up, follow up. This business is lead generation, conversion, and disposition or exit strategy. Convert them. Convert your leads. Follow up. Number 11, stay consistent. Absolutely stay consistent. You do this time and time and time again. Imagine where you're going to be financially if you do this for the next 3 years consistently. All your debts paid off, your mortgage is paid off, you got savings, you're buying properties with cash. I'm telling you, this is real life if you stay consistent. Number 12, you need to read at least 30 minutes every single day. Read 30 minutes every single day. You need to be putting good things in your head. There's so much negativity in the world. You need to replace that. You need to plunge those out of your brain with really good books, business books, biographies, autobiographies, whatever, something that's inspirational, that is going to teach you something that'll push the bad stuff out and keep the good stuff in. You want to go to the next level. You want to upgrade. That's wholesalinginc.com. That's joining the TTP family. But listen, you follow this action item. You follow this plan. You will be successful. You will be successful. It is so incredibly exciting. It is so incredibly exciting seeing some 19-year-old get a $20,000 deal. Somebody that's full-time active military get a $75,000 deal. These are the texts that I get on a daily basis. I'm telling you, I'd love to be into your world. If you're feeling this, definitely check out wholesalinginc.com. I work with every single one of my students personally. Every single one of them get my private cell phone number. I'd love to work with you to implement this. I love you guys. You guys are the absolute best. You're the Rhino Tribe. Thank you for listening. You guys are the absolute best. Until next time, I will encourage you to always talk to people. Love you guys. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.